But we begin with the story that began on Saturday. A grim headline became marked as the single biggest loss of life for American troops in Afghanistan. Insurgents shot down a Chinook helicopter returning from a rescue mission, and 22 members of that elite Navy SEAL team, SEAL Team 6, some of whom were from SEAL Team 6, were killed. And, of course, they're famous for their involvement in the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. But there were also 10 other Americans on that troop helicopter. We're joined now by Larry Yatch, who's a former Navy SEAL and the CEO of Sealed Mindset. He's on the line from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Larry, all Navy SEALs, all men and women in uniform can relate to the terrible tragedy over the weekend. Your thoughts this morning?
Yeah, I wish I could say I was joining you under better circumstances. It was much better discussing our successes as opposed to this tragedy.
And I guess my concern, this is an enormous loss of the capability of all of these men in a mission that really requires on special ops so heavily in Afghanistan. What do you make of the setback here, if you would even describe it as that?
It's, you know, part of being a SEAL is overcoming adversity. We're consistently trained to adapt and overcome. So as much as a hit this is, not only emotionally, it does take out a lot of experience. The members of this unit, specifically this unit, they have to be advanced in their careers. They have to be very experienced just to apply and go through the training. So when we lose members like this, operators like this, we're not only losing soldiers, but we're losing a significant amount of experience.
It's Larry Yatch, former Navy SEAL and CEO of Sealed Mindset, reacting from Minneapolis, Minnesota, to the events over the weekend where 30 Americans, including 22 members of the elite Navy SEAL team, were killed in Afghanistan. I guess, Larry, you'll have to help me with this here. You know, if the SEALs are being used for a specific tactical objective, say capture or killing of Osama bin Laden or the taking out of a Taliban stronghold, you know, I'm supportive of that, but I get a little concerned when this Chinook helicopter was basically rescuing other Army troops. It just seems to me that if that's the mission, maybe it's time to go home in Afghanistan.
Well, there's a difference between the mission and a mission. We, being SEALs, are trained to do almost any mission, and that's part of what makes us so effective. And the other big capability or differentiation from other troops is our ability to conduct those missions extremely surgically without having to have collateral damage. So is the primary mission of the SEALs or even the development group or Naval Special Warfare Development Group overseas to rescue other troops? Not necessarily. That's not the primary mission, but it's also one of the most important missions that I could possibly think of.
Well,
when
certainly,
it comes to what we can and can't do.
And certainly the SEALs say they're out there to protect the other men in their unit and to leave no one behind. Would you get on a twin rotor Chinook this morning?
I would give my left leg to be in Afghanistan fighting again next to my brothers, as well as protecting other troops or continuing to bring the fight to an enemy that will never give up.
Larry Yatch, our prayers are with you this morning and all the family and friends and acquaintances of the fatalities over the weekend in Afghanistan. Larry Yatch is a former Navy SEAL and CEO of Sealed Mindset. Thanks so much, Larry.